portion of the Link Letter Show was brought to you by Pillsbury, where news and baking begin. Pillsbury's best. Now, here's Art and the kids.
Two boys and two girls are 8 to 10, and they're from the Dayton Heights School in Los Angeles. And they were picked up by a big limousine with a chauffeur, brought down to CBS, and they had a tour of the studios, which is part of the fun that these kids enjoy. Who did you see among the stars, Donna Katayama?
I saw Red Skelton, Soupy Sales, Jonathan Winters, and...
Oh, boy, you were really lucky to have all those stars around here today. Who did you see, Daniel Cooper?
Well, the same people, except I saw Charlie Weaver and a couple other stars.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, are you a love child?
My grandmother sent me that.
Oh, you got a hip grandmother, haven't you, huh? Say, kids, you're old enough to know something that's just beginning to be apparent to you, and that is that there is an opposite sex. What puzzles you about boys, Donna, at the age of 9?
Well, boys, they hit you and everything. And then when their mother's here, they're real nice and kind and courteous.
When their mothers are around?
Yes.
The minute they're gone, they hit you?
Yes.
That'll change. Daniel Cooper, what puzzles you about girls?
Well, they have short hair and I can't tell if they're boys or girls.
I won't comment on that. How old are you?
8.
8, yeah. Well, you have time. Lisa Raspa. What a pretty name. Lisa, what puzzles you about boys?
Well, the boys, they always go, they put your arm around them, and the girls don't like it, but some girls do, but I don't.
Boys want to put their arm around you?
Yes.
Have you ever had a boy's arm around you?
Yes.
And you didn't like it?
Nope.
Why didn't you like it?
They're too young.
Joe Shepherd, what puzzles you about girls?
Well, sometimes they'll hit you and they'll say, well, you can't hit me because I'm a girl.
Yeah, and you don't, do you?
No.
Ever?
Sometimes.
Be honest on this program. So let's jump to another subject. Supposing you could go to Washington, go to the White House, and meet President Nixon, our new president. What would you talk about, Joe?
I'd ask him if he likes being the president more than he thought he would.
That's a good question. It'd be a difficult one to answer. Lisa, what would you talk to the president about?
I'd ask him if he'd raise our vacation to 3 months instead of 2.
Daniel, what would you talk to him about?
Well, I talked to him about how he's going to stop the war.
Do you have any suggestions?
Well, tell him.
Just tell him to quit.
Tell him to sign something.
Okay. That's a kind of a big subject for an 8-year-old. What would you talk to the president about, Donna?
I would talk about how he would feel about his daughter getting married and about how if the other daughter get married too.
Yeah, You're romantic, aren't you? What makes a person a good citizen anyway, whether he's president or just a citizen?
Well, Mrs. Deere, this by example, she teaches us clay work and art and teaches us how to make animals. And she says she doesn't want to get paid.
How old is she?
80.
And where is she?
She's in the audience.
She's a lady who just comes to your school and she volunteers to teach for nothing? Where is that lady? Would you stand up? Well, isn't that nice? There's an 80-year-old lady who teaches at the school for nothing. Well, I would say that that's a good citizen, wouldn't you? She's what, Daniel?
She's my teacher's mother.
Good night, nurse. Think of that. Well, now you've met these youngsters, and their school gets the American Optical Opaque Projector. That's a machine that projects a bright, crisp image without preparation and needs no slides or transparencies. Now, that's for the school, but this is what the girls get. A treasure chest of fashion jewelry by Sarah Coventry. The boys get a Microcraft Master Deluxe Science Lab by Lionel. They each get the classic real estate trading game Monopoly by Parker Brothers and the new instant loading Grundig Compact cassette type recorder. This is superb fidelity and simple operation, and they each get one of those.
How do you like that?
Thank you.